In today's gospel, we continue to learn of the Lord's power to even cast out demons, to which the people would exclaim, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." And indeed, that very exclamation points out how the crowds recognized that our Lord was greater than Moses, greater than Elijah, greater than all the prophets, because, as they said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." Moses, Elijah, and many of the prophets had extraordinary witnesses that the chosen people were the preservers of true revelation, but nothing like the Lord had ever been accomplished, and so the crowds truly recognized him as the Messiah, the one whom Moses spoke of that was to come. But the Pharisees and scribes, fearing that the Messiah would put them out of business, accuse him of the highest form of blasphemy. For they says that he cast out demons through the prince of demons, and it is a very clever way of saying that he himself is the prince of demons. For just like in the good angels there is a hierarchy in which Saint Michael is the leader, so in the fallen angels there is a hierarchy. And if one demon can cast out another demon, then they are implying he is a greater demon than the one he cast out. And ultimately, they would accuse him of being Beelzebub himself. And so their malice knows no limits and knows no bounds. But the Lord teaches us how to answer these charges against him. And every time we witness to that true faith, the same charge is cast against us by those who live according to worldly standards. The Lord simply went about continuing to do good. He went into the villages and the towns and simply continued to do good and to preach the good news that the reign of God has come and our deliverance of sin and our deliverance from sin is about to be accomplished, which our Lord would ultimately accomplish with that greatest act of sacrifice, his passion and death on Mount Calvary. And there is where the Lord truly has pity on the crowds. He begins to prepare them by the miraculous cures and all the truth that he sought to impart upon them, because, as the scripture says, he found them like sheep without a leader, lying prostrate, for there is no animal so helpless than a sheep. It depends entirely on its shepherd to be nourished and to be protected. And so the scripture uses this, and the Lord uses this analogy to point out to us all that was foretold of all was merely a foreshadowing of the protection to come. The prophets and the kings that reigned over Israel, insofar as they protected the chosen people, were only a forerunner of he who would protect us, most especially from sin by his grace, which we receive through the sacramental life of the church. And so let us go forward praying that truly harvesters will go in order to reap the harvest. And let us most especially pray that those bad examples will end in the mystical body of Christ. For how many, unfortunately, do we know of preachers who go out preaching a different doctrine than that of Christ, thereby scandalizing the flock? And the flock, under the influence of bad shepherds, have fallen into every vice and into every deplorable act. Indeed, today we honor a saint who stood at the forefront of a century that was about to plunge into the most decadent of impurity that has ever been seen in the history of mankind, Saint Maria Goretti. Indeed, in her canonization, Pope Pius XII pointed out that she stands in a place in which her example would divide the world into two camps: those who truly understood the virtue and the value of purity, and most especially how it must be safeguarded if the family is preserved, and those who will give themselves up to licentiousness and ultimately give themselves over to the true prince of the demons, Satan and his legions. And so mankind truly lays prostrate. And so let us strive to give good example, to give the good example like Saint Maria Goretti, in which she offered her life for her attacker and ultimately would win for him his conversion. That is, she knew full well and understood this example of the Lord to do good. Indeed, Pope John Paul II of happy memory has told the members of the mystical body that one thing is necessary for us, to always witness to truth, that is, to always do good, because each and every act of goodness is an act that is accompanied by grace that comes into the world. Every witness that is not a witness to truth, but a witness to a false way of life, and indeed ultimately sin, brings no grace into the world. And so ultimately it is by good example that we will bring down the kingdom of Satan and replace it with that of the good shepherd who has pity on the flock, that is, on the crowd, on all humanity. And so let us pray that all those members of the mystical body, beginning first and foremost with the preachers of falsehood and all those who live by a bad example, involving themselves in the same vices that the world has embraced, contraception, the sin of sodomy, and untold violations of all the commandments, let us pray that by our good example they may come to know again the Good Shepherd, to safely return to his flock by making a good confession. For amongst those doctrines denied by the modern preachers of Satan is the doctrine that we can in some way, somehow go to heaven, even with mortal sin on our soul. But the truth is that anyone who dies with one unrepentant mortal sin on their soul will not make it into the kingdom of God. And so it is absolutely necessary that every member of the mystical body be willing to die for what would even be called the slightest doctrine of Jesus Christ. We must strive not to renounce even in the slightest way anything that the Lord has taught and that he has shown us by his example. And we know full well that under our own power, this is truly impossible. And so let us have frequent recourse to the sacraments. Let us pray constantly that the Lord of all goodness will show us goodness and protect us as he has promised to do this day and as the whole of Scripture tells us. For he simply went about and did well, and ultimately he would bring down the kingdom of Satan and his cold reign over the human family, and ultimately it would be replaced with the reign of the Sacred Heart. That reign has waned in our time. Indeed, it seems to almost have disappeared. But again, if the members resolve to give that good witness, that good example that Christ gave, then he will come again to our society and to all lands and to all peoples, establish that merciful reign of his Sacred Heart again, and our children will be willing to give that heroic witness. That heroic witness we honor in Saint Maria Goretti, knowing that in preserving her purity, in a real sense, she preserved much more because she preserved a true sense of the family and a spirit of sacrifice that is necessary to build up a kingdom rooted in charity, in which we are striving always and everywhere to gain that final destination of mankind, union with our good God in heaven, not union with Satan and his minions in hell. For ultimately, Saint Maria Goretti knew that in the end, only two things remain. Either we are judged and found worthy of heaven, or we are judged and found not worthy of heaven, and hence sent to the abode of the demons. And so let us truly strive by that witness that we are called to give, that witness of the one true church, so that the world may come to know what the prophet Isaiah spoke of. She is like a lamp burning on a high mountain in order to draw all souls and all kingdoms under her mantle, which is to be under the mantle of the Good Shepherd, who has one thing in mind and one thing only, that persevering in our faith in this life, we may enter eternal glory in the life to come.
Et Jesum benedicat. Guru.